Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Well, hey guys, welcome to Thursday, Great Seldom Heard Elvis and Rock and Roll with Jenny. I just thought I'd take that just in case somebody didn't know who it was. Is that possible? Not. So anyway, guys, it's been a heck of a week. Man, ups and downs, and then downs again, and another down. Thought I had a chance at some houses, and they were sold by the time I got there to check. Amazing. Totally amazing. I just, hey, one of them's mine, guys. You can't have it. And they did anyway. So that's how it goes. I broke three fingernails this week, girls. Three fingernails in 4 days. I was not a happy camper. Really wasn't a happy camper. But they're fixed, so that's okay. One good thing that we have now that we didn't have 20, 30 years ago. So, you know, it is what it is. You know, I got to thinking just a little bit earlier. I got to thinking about kisses. Why? Maybe because I haven't had any in so long. I don't know. But I got to thinking about kisses. And it's like, you know, there are some really sweet, slow, hot kisses. And then you get the little, don't open my mouth, just peck. And they just press the mouths together, and it's like, what's that? What is that? Yeah, I want that open mouth, soft, slow kiss. Yeah, that's what I like. Hey, as soon as Block Talk decides to open it, hi! Hello. Hello? Are you there? Okay, I do recognize the number, honey. I just wanted to double check with you and make sure that you just want to listen today as well. Okay? I'm going to mute you back up and assume that that's what you want to do since you're not talking to me. So, okay. So we got two callers that are here, and they just want to listen, and that's okay. That's not a problem. I just double check once in a while. I don't want to always assume. And Jan said she just wants to listen because she just had a tooth pulled, and her mouth really hurts. So we're not gonna make her talk. We don't want anything else to be falling out of her mouth. Oh my gosh! Like, you know, after, yeah, we won't talk about that. It just hurts. Suffice it to say, it hurts. That's enough. Anyway, what I found that's really kind of a nice song is from the movie Potluck. It's called Kiss Me Quick. I think it's from Potluck. Tell me if I'm right, guys. Kiss Me Quick.
Kiss me quick while we still have this feeling. Hold me close and never let me go. Cause tomorrows can be so uncertain. Love can fly and leave just hurting. Kiss me quick because I love you so. Kiss me quick and make my heart go crazy. Sigh that sigh and whisper oh so low. Tell me that tonight will last forever. Say that you will leave me never. Kiss me quick because I love you so. Oh, let the band keep playing while we are swaying. Let's keep on praying that they'll never.
send is waiting. Cause your lips are the lips I long to know. Let the band keep playing while we are swaying. Let's keep on praying that they'll never stop. Kiss me quick, I just can't stand this waiting. Cause your lips are lips I long to know.
just don't do anything about it. Oh, my goodness sakes. You know, I was sitting here thinking, if I keep working, clear up until I finally do get a house and I finally do get to move, I might just be able to pay cash for that Hummer. You know, it keeps going like this and I keep accumulating, I'll just pay cash out and be done with it. That's not going to happen because that'll take me 2 years, but oh my goodness sakes. What a depressing thought. Anyway, okay.
There, we'll adjust that way. Is that better, guys? I just realized I didn't have my mic exactly in front of my mouth. So I'm surprised you could hear me at all. But anyway, here I am. Ta-da! Is that so? Ta-da! Never mind. Okay, like I said, something to lift our spirit. That's better than just hearing me blabber. How about Elvis Presley and Anne Margaret singing, "Hey Baby, You're the Boss." Wouldn't you like that? Woo!
When it comes to twisting, I just got to keep insisting. Oh baby, you sure do swing.
When it comes to twisting, I just got to keep insisting. Oh.
Baby, you've got me beat up and down, inside out and across. Oh yeah.
But in the middle of the night, when the moon is shining bright, you're the boss. Hey, talking about a dancing and a down the home romance, big daddy. Hey, you make the scene.
Talking about dancing and down home romancing. Oh, now, baby, you are the queen.
Man, when push comes to shove, when it comes down to love, you're a whore.
But in the middle of the night, when the moon is shining bright, baby, you're the boss. You're the best of everything. You're a plum.
You're a diamond.
You're a pearl.
You're the best of everything.
Daddy, you're my man.
Baby, you're my girl now. When it comes to knowing which way the wind is blowing, on now, baby, you sure are wise.
Yeah. When it comes to knowing which way the wind is blowing, Daddy, you take the prize.
Baby, you're a genius when it comes to cooking up some chili sauce. Oh, yeah.
But in the middle of the night, when the moon is shining bright, you're the boss.
You're the boss.
You're the boss.
You're the boss. But in the middle of the night, when the moon is shining bright, you're the boss. You're the boss.
Pretty good. Sorry I was late, but I had some loose ends I need to finish up with. But
oh, honey, you're good. You're good. No problem. You're here now. It's all great. No problem.
Okay.
I was sitting there listening to that song and thinking, you know, I wonder what that's like.
That's a great
song. You guys
song.
Know this is going to be good. You guys know this is going to be good. I was wondering, what's it like if you get into this situation where you're trying to set up a certain scenario to have a little bit of fun and a different flavor. And you keep arguing over who's the boss. You'll be the boss this time. No, I don't want to be the boss. You be the boss this time. I was the boss last time. No, I want you to be the boss. No, I want you to be the boss because, and can you imagine? That would be hilarious.
Oh, yeah. I can't.
I forget the scenario. Let's just have some fun, you know?
Exactly. Good one.
Oh, my goodness, gosh. Yes. To answer Anne's question, she says, Jenny, what are you like? Oh, honey, you'll never know for sure. But I'm a different kind of a duck. I really am. I'm a different kind of duck. But that makes me interesting all the time.
Exactly.
I am never boring. I am never boring. That's the one thing I can say for certain. So that's all you got to go on, Ann. I'm sorry. That's all there is. I'm never boring, and you'll never know exactly what I'm like because it's going to change. You know, I'm not static. I'm not the same boring old thing all the time. I'm not, you know, I'm not even keeled. I try to have fun. No, I do have fun. You know, sometimes I'm really, really pissed. And there is no doubt. There is no doubt when those times happen. They're just few and far between. Thank you, Lord. And then, you know, I like to have fun. It's just, and sometimes I'm depressed, just like anybody else. But the thing is, you never know. You never know. Did something happen? What's it going to be today? How's the day going to go? I guess, bottom line, I'm exciting. I am excited. I'm excited.
I'm excited
and I'm exciting. I'm a surprise. There you go. I like that. I'm a surprise. Yeah. I'm a surprise. Yeah, I like that one. I'm a surprise. A surprise around every corner. No, wait, I don't have corners. Anyway, okay, let's leave that one alone. John. Yesterday, we got all our songs yesterday. It was very quick. And this is by Dusty Springfield. She had a lot of hits in the 60s. This was no exception. It's just, this one was written and first performed by Charles Aznavour. If I'm thinking of the correct song, let me know, John. I think that's right. But this is called Yesterday When I Was Young.
Somehow, it seems the love I knew was always the most destructive kind. Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was sweet as rain upon my tongue. I teased the life as if it were a foolish game, the way the evening breeze may tease a candle flame. The thousand dreams I dreamed, the splendid things I planned, I always built to last on weak and shifting sand. I live by night and shun the naked light of day, and only now I see how the time ran away. solving me. There won't be song. I feel a bitter taste of tears upon my tongue. The time has come for me to pay for yesterday. When I was young.
Good job, that. I like her voice. But I was trying to remember if she was the one that did Son of a Preacher Man. I'll have to look it up. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe, but I can't remember for sure.
Sort of.
Oh, well. It sure does, but I'll look it up and find out. So, Jan says, yes, she did. So, there's a reason I think that. There's a reason it's familiar. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and John says, yes,
right.
She did. So, yeah, okay. I did remember correctly. I'm not going senile. Whoa, hey, celebration time. All right. Speaking of which, Shauna and I are getting together on Saturday for my show for her birthday. Okay? And it's going to be a late show because there's some content in there you don't want to have on the air at supper time. So we're going to...
Okay.
We're going to do this one. We're going to do this one after the kitties go to bed. It's some of it is like a continuation of what her Friday show is going to be. So you got, take my word for it, honey. You do not want to miss Friday's show. You really don't want to miss Friday's show. And then Saturday's show, like I say, is going to be at the same time as Friday's show rather than at my regular time. And that is mostly because of content and partly because Shauna's going to be over at Charles' mother's house for her birthday Saturday afternoon and couldn't do the show at my regular time. So we're going to adjust that since it's her birthday and that's a special time and we're going to do a special show. So join me at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. And you guys in the middle can kind of figure it out from there. Just this one time because it's a special show. But join us for this because you're not going to want to miss this. No, you're not going to want to miss this. Shauna and I are both going to be drinking. So that gives you a clue. And yeah, so, hey, you got to come enjoy it. If you can't be up that late, that's okay because you can listen to the recorded one later. But this one's going to be better live. Take my word for it. It really is. Speaking of which, this next song of Elvis's that I'm going to play is a recording of a live performance on the 68 comeback. And I loved watching him do this, and I loved watching the video, Memories.
Memories press between the pages of my mind. Memories sweeten through the ages just like wine. Quiet thoughts come floating down and settle softly to the ground, like gold of autumn leaves around my feet. I touch them and they burst apart with sweet memories of folding hands and red bouquets and twilight gemmed in purple haze and laughing eyes and supple ways and quiet nights and gentle days with you. Memories pressed between the pages of my mind. Sweetened through the ages just like wine. Memories of holding hands and red bouquets and twilight trimmed in purple haze and laughing eyes and supple ways and quiet nights and gentle days with you. Memories pressed between the pages of my mind. Memories sweetened through the ages just like wine. Memories
Memories. All right. I love that song. That is so sweet. There you go. Okay. I'm oxygenated again. Yeah, exactly. Well, sometimes you find yourself holding your breath listening to his stuff, you know? And and then you're going to pass out if you don't breathe. I can't afford to pass out when I'm doing a show. It's that, you know, if I'm sitting on the couch, that's okay, because I'll just topple over on the couch and wake up in a minute or two. And not that I've ever passed out, but, you know, I have never in my life passed out for any reason, ever.
I haven't either.
Whoa. Did I miss out on something? Golly Moses.
I don't know. It's never happened to me.
Good. I have seen a person pass out. And she was on a wooden staircase at school.
Ooh.
Not
Ooh.
A good thing. Yeah. The deal at that point was to stand and lock your knees and hold your breath until you passed out. I never did understand why that was such a big deal. It's like, you guys, you're out of your minds. You're just, somebody's going to get hurt. And she fell down the stairs. So it's kind of like, okay, told you. That's one where you, when she wakes up, you wanted to go up and go, neener, 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 told you so, told you so. But I didn't. Everybody was so worried about her, and I says, you know, she did it on purpose, and that was my sole contribution to the whole thing. But unbelievable that somebody would do that on purpose. But, you know, eighth grade, what can you say? Eighth grade girls are stupid. That's what you can say.
Well, I would never want to do that, however. No way. No.
I wouldn't either. But you know why I wouldn't never do it? I wouldn't ever, ever do it simply because I could not stand to not have control in front of other people. I couldn't do it.
Well, yeah.
So that's something I never considered.
It's not good for
you, number one. Yeah. Well, I didn't think about me doing it, but everybody else was saying, oh, this is cool. This is cool. No, it's not. You're going to hurt yourself, you know, but yeah, that's the reason, the main reason, not the only reason, but the main reason is that I couldn't stand to not be in control when I was around other people. I couldn't do that. So it kept me out of a lot of trouble. I could have otherwise been a problem, but, you know, I stayed out of trouble. All right. I have a request from Gwen. And it's a good one. It's a good one. It's an old song. I can't remember exactly when he did it, but it was quite a long time ago. Early 80s, maybe, I'm thinking. Conway Twitty. Everybody likes old Conway, who's no longer with us, actually. And this is a hit for him. It's Only Make-Believe.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care. But myself, I can't deceive. I know it's only make-believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My only prayer will be someday you care for me, but it's only make-believe. My hopes, my dreams come true. My life I'd give for you. My heart a wedding ring. My all, my everything. My heart I can't control. You rule my very soul. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My only prayer will be someday.
Good one. And Gwen, I apologize that that is not the exact one that you sent me, but the one you sent me had like two and a half minutes of interview at the beginning, and I don't play those because actually it takes up too much time. So I found one that was basically the same time frame that he did it, and it was just the song. So that's how I kind of prefer to get it. The only time that it's different is if I'm doing a special show and we want to include some kind of an interview for whoever the special show is about. But this wasn't a special show, so I chose a different version. I hope you're okay with that. But that's how we kind of got a roll sometimes. So... I'm going to do one now that John sent me that nobody ever hears this. Probably because it's a home recording. But nobody ever hears this. And I have only heard it once before. one time before. I've actually heard it about 5-6 times, but only one time frame. Let's put it that way. This is Mary Lou Brown.
I'll hold you tight in the moonlight tonight. I love you, Mary Lou Brown. Twinkling stars told the Milky White Way that I'd marry Mary Lou Brown. And I will tell all the world of my young southern girl. See her tonight, be out moonlight, so I can hold every time. I'll bring my guitar to the moonlight tonight. I love you, Mary Lou Brown. Imagine your heart floating right out of sight. I love you, Mary Lou Brown. Down by the green riverside, with my arms open wide, I'll wait for her, only for her. Mary Lou Brown's mine tonight. Mary Lou Brown's mine tonight.
On that too, see? So he put the ending on it. Oh, I love it. That's the thing I love about the home recordings and the informal recordings and rehearsals and stuff like that, is that you get all the goodies of him being himself. You know? That's just cool. That's just cool. We can actually let go and not worry about it, not worry about if they're recording it or not, just be himself. I think that's awesome, because that's when you have fun. That's what's fun. Now I have a really awesome song that John sent me by Helen Shapiro. I had never, ever heard before he sent it to me, what I think it was, 2 years ago, something anyway. I'd never heard it, but I like this song. This is absolutely great. It's Helen Shapiro doing Walking Back to Happiness. Listen to this.
Funny, but it's true. What loneliness can do. Since I've been away, I have loved you more each day. Walking back to happiness. Whoop-a, oh yeah. Said goodbye to loneliness. Whoop-a, oh yeah. I never knew I'd miss you. Now I know what I must do. Walking back to happiness. I'm making up for things I said. Whoop-a, oh yeah, yeah. And mistakes to which they led. Whoop-a, oh yeah, yeah.
Walking back to happiness. Because I still love you, baby. She didn't say that, but, you know, hey.
Oh, God.
I am going to play Sue's request from last week. And I like this song, too, from 1956. Paralyzed. Remember Bay City Rollers?
I don't recall it, Jenny. I don't.
Okay. They were a fairly popular British group. And at any rate, the lead singer, Leslie Richard McCown, died 2 days ago on April 20th. And he was Scottish, but hey, you know, do we really care? We don't. We like to listen to good music. And they were very popular, even over here. So he was actually born to Irish parents. How do you arrange that? You're born to Irish parents and yet you're a Scot? That's a neat trick. Okay, at any rate, he was born to Irish parents in Edinburgh. And he joined the Bay City Rollers in 1973. So it was a while ago. You know, it was a while ago. And he left in 1978 by, quote unquote, mutual agreement. And it doesn't say what, why, just that they agreed to part ways. And that's okay. He actually did, in 2015, he rejoined the group to do reunion shows. So that was okay. And they have not posted the cause of death. But he did die at home on April 20th of 2021. So I've got two songs that I would like to play just to honor Les McCown, because Bay City Rollers is good. They were very, very good. So here is Shang-a-Lang. Shang-a-Lang by the Bay City Rollers. And now we have one that maybe is a little more familiar to everybody. It's called Saturday Night. We need some again. Can you guess who?
The Mystery Man.
Yes. And you know, he does, before every show, he does come on and he says, do you need any songs? Do you need any songs? So he's pretty jacked. He's having fun doing this. So
that's okay, great.
Yeah. And he likes the fact that y'all like it. And he's evidently going to keep doing it for you. So I think that's kind of cool. Okay. Here is Anonymous John doing Angel.
With those angel eyes, come and take this girl, boy, up to paradise. Angel, may I hold you tight, never kiss an angel, let me kiss one. Said I love you, would I be speaking out of turn? I'm only human, but I'm willing
angel, let me kiss one tonight. If I said I love you, would I be speaking out of turn? I'm only human, but I'm willing to love. Angel, make my wish come true. Let me be in heaven, here on earth with you. Angel, angel.
Now that was pretty good. Yeah, he really does a good job. You know, not quite up there as the original, but pretty good. He's pretty close, pretty close. You can't fault him for that. So, wow, just wow. And I do have one more that I'll play a little bit later. So, you can anticipate that if you want to. That's okay, because he sent me two of them, so I'll play two of them, but it's going to be nice, and he said he's going to send me a gospel one for Sunday.
Good.
So that'll be kind of cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll be kind of cool. That'll be kind of cool. So I'm anticipating that, because I haven't heard too many of his gospel versions, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm doing this message answer thing, so I get distracted very easy, but it's okay. Okay, I'll be done for now, guys. I'll be done for now. It gets so fun, you know what
message.
I mean? Well, you get involved in going back and forth and all this stuff, and it gets involved.
Okay.
All right. Let's go back. Let's do an Elvis one. Let's do an Elvis one. And I still have 2-3 home recordings, but I think we're going to pick a real one. We're going to pick, yeah, let's do this one. Okay, this is from I think it's from Harum Scarum. So close yet so far. I love this. It's fantastic. You just want to imagine, you know, you daydream with this one, ladies. You daydream with this one.
So close, yet so far from paradise. I hold you in my arms, and paradise is mine. Then you slip away like a child at play, and here am I, so close yet so far from paradise. When you close to me, it's paradise. We kiss, oh my love, paradise is mine. And suddenly you're gone from me,
like a floating star. I see and here am I, so close yet so far from paradise. I reach out for you, but each time I do, I always find you gone. I know love is new, I'll take care of you. In my arms is where you belong. Just a step away, are we from paradise? Take my hand and come away to paradise, my love. I want you close to me. I need you desperately. Oh, here am I, waiting for you. Here am I, praying for you. Here am I.
You know,
nice.
Taking when you take some of the songs, not all the songs, of course, but when you take some of the songs away from the movie context, they're wonderful. They're really beautiful songs. When you put them back in that movie context, it's like, okay, yeah, we'll watch it because it's Elvis. We'll watch it. But when you take them away from that movie and just listen to the music, some of those songs are pretty cool. You know, a lot of them are silly, namby-pamby, you know, just fillers, you know what they call fillers. But some of them are really awesome. I like that one. So close, yet so far. Who knows? Maybe we'll all get our chance at paradise someday. Wouldn't that be just sweet? Woo-hoo. Okay, don't take that daydream too far. it could get a little interesting, but, you know, it's daydream when somebody's there to do something about it.
That won't happen
for a while, maybe a long while, I don't know. Anyway, this is another one that John sent me, and this is one that was offered to Elvis, and he turned it down. Silly man. Silly, silly man. Anyway, this is Billy Kramer and the Dakotas, Little Children.
I'll give you candy and a quarter if you quiet like you ought to be and keep the secret with me. I wish they would go away, little children. Now why ain't you playing outside? I'm asking you, you can't fool me, 'cause I'm gonna know if you hide and try to
Okay, here's one that John sent me last Saturday. I think it was Saturday. Anyway, it's from 1956. How's the world treating you?
I've had nothing but sorrow since you said we were through. There's no hope for tomorrow. How's the world treating you? Every sweet thing that matters has been broken into. All my dreams have been shattered. How's the world treating you?
Girlfriend. Isn't that amazing? I love how he can do that.
Yeah, it is. Maybe that's why he felt it.
That, well, hey, you know, that's possible because he was going through them like hotcakes. But what the hell, you know? Hey, the man was happy. He was satisfied. why not? You know? And I know that not very many ladies especially agree with me, but it is my contention that a man was not really made to be monogamous. And that's left over from way back in the Dark Ages when they were trying to populate the world, so to speak. And
mm-hmm.
a woman can only have one baby at a time, like one a year. So, you know, isn't the goal to have as many kids as you can? So, you know, man was just not made to just have one woman. So that's just my belief. I'm not asking anybody else to agree with me or believe it as well. That's just what I believe. Oh, and believe me, it's been proven to me more than once. after a while, you just kind of go, oh, after a while you go, oh, okay, not a big deal. We'll just go on from here, no problem.
Move on.
Well, that's kind of what I came to. And I'm not talking move on to another man. I'm just talking it doesn't have to be the end of a relationship, because that's kind of what happens anyway.
True.
You know?
Very true.
So,
I've seen that happen with a lot of people.
Exactly. Don't let it kill what you've got. Just take it in stride and keep on going. Because why should you give up loving this person and having this person love you just because of another woman? Why dump the whole thing in the garbage can because of that? If you can keep on going and keep on loving and keep on enjoying each other and the relationship, why do you want to trash it? That's how I feel anyway. I mean, you know, like I said, not very many women are going to agree with me, and I know that. And that's okay. Everybody has to figure out where their belief system falls, you know? I happen to be okay with that one. I know Shauna doesn't agree with me, but I'm okay with it. As long as he still wants me, we're okay. Not a problem. So there we go.
To each their own, I guess.
Well, exactly right. And that's why I don't try to convince anybody to believe the way I believe. That's just how I feel about it. So that's okay, you know. It's not the end-all be-all. That's all right. I've got something very, very interesting. Three somethings, actually. It's a Japanese song, and I've got it in Japanese, and I've got two English versions. What I'm going to do first is play Bobby V doing an English version of Sukiyaki. And this is a really cool song. That's why I'm going to do this. This is awesome. So this is Bobby V, Sukiyaki.
I'll hold my head up high, look into the sky, so they won't see all the tears that are in my eyes. No one will know I'm going through my first lonely night without you. So I'll go on alone, pretending you're not gone, but I can't hide all the moments of love we knew, memories of you, as I go through my first lonely night.
great without you.
Okay. See, they're short and sweet. Well, his version was short and sweet. What I'm going to do now is the Japanese version. Okay. And this guy has a very sweet voice. Very sweet. And it's, I like watching the video when he sings this. It's very cool. This is Kyu Sakamoto. And it's the Japanese version of Sukiyaki. So far, so good. You know, I like this song. I like this music, the tune. Okay, now, one more to go. And this, I wish you could see pictures. Oh, my gosh. This is a duet of two very hot Japanese chicks. That's all I can say about it, because I don't know anything else about them. They call themselves A Taste of Honey. And that's a good name for them. If you could see a picture of them, that's good. That's a good name for them. So, oh, yeah, okay. And I hope John's laughing at me right now. Anyway, this is two gals call themselves A Taste of Honey, doing a classic version of Sukiyaki. Mm-hmm. They had to do the tinkly chimey thing at the end to make it Japanese, you know, tinkly. Okay, whatever.
Those were good, but I like the second one better.
The one that was in Japanese?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Funny.
That was cute. That was really, it was smooth, you know, and the Japanese language fits the music because it was written for the Japanese language. It's kind of a rush sometimes to fit English into that music because the English syllables don't quite fit the notes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So Kyu Sakamoto was doing it much more smoothly, but he was doing it in Japanese. So there's a reason for that, you know? I like it. Bobby V's version isn't long enough. He cut it at a little over a minute. The others are a little over 3 minutes. So, oh, well, sorry, Bobby, you lost. Anyway, how about another Mystery Man song? I promised
okay.
you a second one. So this is John doing Sweet Angeline.
Sweet much more than for words saying right, just for one short time. Sweet Angeline, remember, though we've not seen the summer through, I live only for you. I'm only human, and I realize it's no use trying to disguise my love. What a little love we have. Sweet Angeline, remember, though we've not seen the summer through, and every boy. To the sky, my love for you. Angeline has ended, so let's be thankful now to say, what love.
Well, there you go, guys. Number two for this show. And I do expect to have at least one for Saturday. We'll see what he sends. He's, he likes doing it. He likes doing it because you guys enjoy it. So he'll keep doing it. As far as putting a face to the voice goes, that might be a long time. That's up to him. I don't know. He hasn't mentioned anything about it, so who knows? Maybe one day. If he goes back to performing at some point, sure, why not? You know, that won't be bad at all. So we'll just have to wait and see. I could go neener neener, but I'm not going to.
Well, we just all have our own thoughts about this mystery man, I'm sure. So, whatever.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? He's a man. I think he likes it that way. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
So, but
possibility.
he is a family man, and he is very devoted. So all this other speculation, just toss it in the trash can because there's nothing to it, okay? There's no other speculation as far as he and I having a relationship or anything. There's nothing except friendship there. So we'll just, you know, nip that one right in the beginning so that there aren't any rumors going around or anything like that. He's very devoted to his family. And that makes friendship a whole lot easier, take my word for it. So, we'll just leave that one like that. And it's a good way for it to be. Take my word for that one, too. Okay. I want to do another. Let's see. Where is that? Yeah, there it is. Way up to the H's. And that's before the I's. Oh, my gosh, Jenny. I've only had 2.5 hours sleep, guys, since last night at 9 o'clock when I woke up. So we're heading for it. It's going to be a pass-out night by the time I get to bedtime tonight. And that's okay. That's okay, because that'll set me up for doing all my chores tomorrow that I get to do. This is Elvis. Elvis. I remember how he said... Huh?
Go ahead.
I remember when he told us how he was doing a concert, when he told how Lisa Marie said, Elvis. He tried to get her to say daddy, and nope, she was stuck on Elvis.
Oh, gosh.
I thought that was so cute.
That is cute. He made a comment one time, I don't recall exactly how it went, that who would like the name of Elvis Presley?
Elvis Presley.
Yeah. Do you recall that in something? I don't recall what he said.
I don't remember that one. I remember him saying that Lisa Marie was kind of stuck on calling him Elvis.
Yeah,
what you doing,
so
Elvis? And he could not get her to call him daddy for love nor money. It's Elvis. She was a little pill. Yeah. She was getting his goat. She was getting his goat. That's what that was all about. She was a little girl. She was trying to see, can I really wrap daddy around my little finger like they say I can? Yes, honey, you can. Yes. That is a little girl's role.
Can you imagine in today's time with all the people that were there in and out and coming and going, and how many times a day she heard that word, Elvis, name?
Oh, yeah, she knew what his name was, of course. And she knew everybody else called him that. And
so she learned to do the same thing.
She learned to do. Well, the thing was, is he was trying to get her to call him daddy. And being a little girl, of course, the way that little girls get sometimes, she wasn't going to do it. Elvis. Whatever you want, Elvis. I love the way she did that. Oh, my goodness sakes. But that's a good memory. That is a good memory.
Mm-hmm.
You got to treasure all of those because they change as they get older. You got to treasure those little girl memories. Yeah. Here is a song that John sent me called How Do You Think I Feel? Dumb broad.
How do you think I feel? Well, I know your love's not real. The girl I'm mad about is just to get about. How do you think I feel? How do you think we stand? Well, I know you've made your plans, but you've included three, and that's too much for me. How do you think I feel? I won't be true again. I know that I can win. So why should I pretend that you still love me? Do you think I feel? Well, I know your love's not real. But what I'm mad about is just to get about. How do you think I feel? Do you think of how I feel? Well, I know your love's not real. The girl I'm mad about is just a gag about how do you think I feel? How do you think we stand? I know you made your plans. Another's pretty face has put me out of place. How do you think I feel? I won't be true again. I know that I can't win. So why should I pretend that you still love me? How do you think I feel? Well, I know your love's not real. And you've included three, and that's too much for me. How do you think I feel?
Didn't quite do it, so, but I did. I did, ha, it's fun. I love doing that, you know. It's like, okay, you guys didn't finish it, I'll finish it for you, no problem. We got that one covered. I have one now that's, it's kind of a serious song. You guys remember Dion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Whew. I was hoping you'd say yes. This is a song from, I believe it was 1968, the summer of 1968. Dion did this. And it makes you think of all those important men that tried to do their best for this country and got killed for it. It's a very serious song. It's called Abraham, Martin, and John.
Anybody here? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seems good they die young. You know, I just look around and he's gone. Anybody here? John, can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seems good they die young. I just look around and he's gone. Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seems good they die young. I just look around and he's gone. Didn't you love the things that they stood for? Didn't they try find some good for you and me, then we'll be free. Someday, soon, it's gonna be one day. Anybody here see my old friend Bobby? Can you tell me where he's gone?
Abraham and Martin and John.
They got their little harp thing in there at the end, too. That was, you know, when that came out back in 68, it wasn't too long after some of these men had been killed. And so it really grabbed your attention. But it didn't get a lot of publicity. It didn't get a lot of oh, this song is about this and this, and you guys, you know, blah, blah, blah. It was just kind of there. Mm-hmm. But I remember the first time I heard it, I was at my babysitting job. And all of a sudden, it wasn't but two lines into the song, I just kind of sat down and had to listen. Luckily, Chris wasn't taking a nap, but it was like, wow, John actually did this song about these important guys who got killed. That was pretty cool. I thought that was awesome. But like I say, it was kind of disappointing when it didn't get a lot of media attention of any kind. It got played for a while. On the radio, you heard it, oh, maybe every second or third day, you'd hear it a couple of times, but it didn't make big hit, you know what I mean? And I was kind of disappointed in that. But we still have it, we can still play it, and it still reminds us of what these men did for this country. Because they believed in it, and they wanted it to be a better place, and somebody didn't want them to do it. And they stopped them in a very horrible way. And that was very sad, very sad. But it goes on, and somebody else comes up and takes the reins and goes forward with it. So we need another man like that. Come forward and make that kind of a difference. We don't have one right now. Not that I can think of. But we need one. So we'll see what happens. That could be interesting. Really, really good. Well, hey guys, I'm down to 7 minutes. I had fun. I don't know about you guys, but I had fun. They went kind of crazy nuts, huh?
Oh, I enjoyed it very much. I did. I was, my head's full of a lot today, with all that's going on, and
yeah.
I enjoyed it because it's always relaxing.
Good, good. It gives you something different to do besides sit inside your head and think about everything that's going on. You need
mm-hmm.
that. You need that. And I'm glad that my shows can provide that for a lot of people, but especially people that I know and care about. That's the main reason I do them, is so that people can kind of take a break from their lives and enjoy music. Because music can take you out of yourself and put you in a better place. You don't get to stay there, but even after the music's done, you'll stay there for a while until your everyday stuff starts interfering again. So, you know, music is great. Music is fantastic. It's a wonderful thing. But I thank you, Sue, for coming in. It doesn't matter that you were a little late. You came in, you know, and that's great. I love that. I really do love that. And Jan, she sat and listened the whole show because she's got a mouth that wants to kill her. But it'll get better, honey. I promise. It will get better. Been there, done that. It is no fun. It will get better. And Victoria was here for a little bit. Well, for most of the show, actually, listening in. And she's doesn't like to talk, and that's fine too, because when her data is low, she comes in and she just calls in and listens, and that's cool. I like that. She found an alternative way to be able to hear the show, and that's perfect. That's perfect. And then we had the chat room. Chat room going crazy. You know what, though? I love it. I absolutely love it. And we had Anonymous John singing two songs for us, and he is good.
Yes,
he is a family.
The other John that you know, wanted to know if Mr. John had a fan club so I could join.
He doesn't, he doesn't like that much exposure, but I am going to ask him a couple questions to see if we can get,
he was being
because
smart.
I know some stuff, guys. You know, being friends with him, I know some stuff. But I can't do anything with it or about it without him saying I can. You know, because it's his, he's got priority rights over his information and what he does and what he has done. And without his permission, I can't make it available to anybody else. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask him if maybe he'll put some stuff on my Facebook page, something like that. And we'll just see where it goes. We'll just see where it goes. But I would like to. I would like to. And that'll give you guys a better idea of what's going on. And it's just good. It's just good. That's all I need to say about that. But you guys were crazy on the chat today. That was awesome. That was totally awesome. I lost track of how many different subjects were talked about. But it was great. It was totally great. And don't forget, tomorrow night is Shauna's racy show. You don't want to miss that. Take my word for it. You don't want to miss that. And then Saturday, she and I are going to do another one. So, you know, because we're going to have a couple drinks down our gullets. And, you guys, you don't even know.
Oh, gosh. This ought to be fun.
But it will be fun. It will be tremendous fun. And we're going to have music and we're going to have stories. And it's just be fantastic fun. And then Sunday, we've got to put it all together again for a gospel show. But even that's fun. So, you know, I make an effort to make it all so that it feeds you and it makes you happy and gets you through everything. So there we go. And to get us out, I am going to play a home recording from 1972 at Graceland when Elvis recorded a Beatles song amidst all the other clatter that was going on called Imagine. And we'll see y'all tomorrow night.
Okay, good night.
Good night, sweetie. Take care of yourself in that ankle.
Oh, Come on, Elvis.